Today's daf is Nida daf Yud Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, V'Rab Yoichanan Haikra D'Reish Lakish, My Dorish Be. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So we're in the middle of a Gemara. The general context is the Bedikos that the Chachamim said every woman that's Oisekes Betairis has to do before and after Tashmish. And there was Machloikis, Beishamay and Beisilol, a woman who's going to be Meshamish Mitasa more than one time on one night. Does she have to have a separate set of Bedikos for each Tashmish? Or is it enough that she does a Bedika before the first Tashmish and does a Bedika after the last Tashmish? Beisilol says that one bedika before the first Tashmish, one bedika after the last Tashmish, that's enough. She does not have to do a separate bedika before and after each Tashmish. Beshamay argued. Beshamay said, Sricha beis eden al kol Tashmish v'tashmish. Oy. Or Beshamay said, there's another option. And that is, Tishamish la'oraner. She could be Meshamish with his light. If there's light, she'll be able to inspect the bedika cloths before and after each Tashmish, in which case she won't have to have a separate cloth for each Tashmish. Regardless, the Mishnah mentioned the concept of being Mishamish La'or Haner, so it's in that general vein that some of these Gemaras were taught. Regardless, the Gemara brought a memory from Rabbi Yochanan. Also, la'odam she'yishamish mitasei bayom. It's also for a person to be mishamish mitasei during the day. How do you know that? Rabbi Yochanan said it's one time from a pasuk. A pasuk in Iyov. Iyov said, yoivad yoim ivaleh boy. May the day that I was born be lost. The halayla and the night that I was conceived should also be lost. Halayla omar hoiragavar. Rabbi Yochanan said, you see, that conception is supposed to happen at night. Meaning, Tashmish has to be Dafka Balayla. Rish Lakish learned it from a different pasuk. A pasuk in Mishle, Shoymer Mitzvah, Shoymer Nafshoy, Boize Drachov Yomos. What does Boize Drachov mean? Derech, says Rashi, means Tashmish, as the pasuk says, Derech Gever Ba'alma. Someone that's Mishamish Bitasei Bayoim is a boizer. Why? That mishamish bayoyim boli de bizoyin. Shema yiraba dove meguna v'teskanov. Because maybe b'shas tashmish, he's going to see her and something is going to upset her. It's going to cause him to violate the idea via haftalir echa kumoicha, like the Gemara is going to say later in the daf. Regardless, Rabbi Yochanan learned this halach of asur la'adam she'yishamish b'tasei bayoyim from a pasuk in Iyov. Rish Lakish learned it from a pasuk in Mishle. The Gemara said that what did Rish Lakish do to explain Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk, meaning why didn't he too learn asal adam sheishamish b'tasav ayim for Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Shlokish explained it. For Rabbi Yochanan, that's what we're up to now, says the Gemara, Haikra the Shlokish, my darish bey, what does he do to darshan the pasuk of boyzei jirach of yomos? If it doesn't mean the iser to be mishamish b'tasav ayim, what then does it mean? Says the Gemara, miboyle the chidichsiv b'sefer ben sira. He used it to darshan something that's mefurish and sefer ben sira. So shloima melech in Sefer Mishle was alluding to something that Ben Sira said. What did Ben Sira say? Shloisha sonesi varbo lo yahafti. He said, there's three things that I hate, and there's a fourth that I don't like. Sar hanirgo bebeis hamishtois. Sar, says Rashi, is a Talmud Chacham, who's ruggle. He frequents a beis hamishtois, meaning he drinks a lot. Va'amri lo, some say sar hanirgon. Sar, a Talmud Chacham, that's marbid dvarim. He talks a lot. Va'amri lo, some say sar hanirgon. It's a Talmud Chacham that easily gets angry. Either way, regardless of whether the girsa is sar hanirgol, sar hanirgon, or sar hanirgos, that was the first of the Shloisha Sonesi. The second is Vamoshev Shabbos Meroy Mekeres, someone who teaches Torah, but he teaches Torah at the city heights. That's also not a good thing. Why? So Rashi says maybe because it's gaiva, v'oid shemafsikin oisei avir drachim. It's very busy in the city heights, so there's a lot of disturbances. We spoke about the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, that it's good to learn out of town in that same spirit. Someone who goes to the bathroom, he urinates, but he's oiches ba'amu. We saw a lot about that last week. Or someone that enters its friend's house, pisoim, suddenly without knock. A person should even walk into his own house suddenly. Regardless, this is mefurish in Sefer Ben Sira as Shloisha Sonesi Varba Lo Yahafti. Says Rabbi Yoichanan, Shloima Melech was referring to the same things when he said, this is what he meant. There are four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Me, myself, I don't hate them, but I don't particularly like them. Someone that walks into his own house even without knocking. goes without mention if he walks into somebody else's house like that. But someone who's oiches his ama while he urinates. So if somebody urinates in front of his bed, or if someone is mishamish mitasai in front of other living creatures, what if someone's mishamish mitasai in front of mice? So this is the way people lived once upon a time. So does a person have to make sure that there are no achbarim, there's no mice in his room before his mishamish mitasai? Amalei. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, shinina loy. Look, going shall base point. What I mean is, like the minug that they have in that house. Interesting. We don't know which house it is, but it seems like Shmuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda something that had meaning. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda probably knew what he was referring to. Where they used to be Meshamish Mitosim in front of their Avodim and their Shvach. Says Rabbi Yehuda, my daughters, what was their basis? Meaning, it sounds like these weren't just people that did whatever they wanted. On some level, they were Upkehit in a mention. But they somehow rationalize being Meshamesh Mitoseim Bifnei Avodeim V'Shiv Chayseim, says the Gemara. They had a lot of this based on a pasuk in this week's parasha. Shvulachem Poyim Achamor. Avram Avinu went to the Akedah with Yitzchak, of course, but he also went with Eliezer, Eved Avram, and with his son Yishmael. And when he got to a certain point, he told Eliezer and Yishmael, Shvulachem Poyim Achamor, remain here together with the Chamor, and we're going to go moving forward. Either way, Chazal Darshan from here, a very well-known Jerusha, Am Hadoim of the Chamor, that Eliezer, Eved Avram, and maybe Yishmael as well, were Am Hadoim of the Chamor. In Halacha, they're treated like a Chamor. They're not even treated like people. So this family, it's not the pshat that they just did whatever they wanted to do. They weren't reckless. They had a lomdus. They said, oh, an Eved and a Shivcha are Am Hadoim of the Chamor. If you can be Meshamash Mitasa in front of a Chamor, so why can't you be Meshamash Mitasa in front of an Eved and a Shivcha as well? Now, the reality is that even though it's true, there is a drash of Am Hadoim al-Chamor, Toysvis Ksubas Daf Gimel Amit Beis, and there's so many Marim Mekaymas for this, but Lav L'chol Mili, Amru Chazal, that Am Hadoim al-Chamor, it's with regards to specific halachas, but obviously it's not with regards to all halachas. Either way, that's what Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, HaMishamish Mitosei Befnei Kol Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it, I don't love it, what he was referring to was not only in front of people, but even in front of an Eved and a Shivcha, where you would have thought maybe I'm a Doim Lechamor, maybe it's not so bad. Kamash Malan, that it's a bad thing. Rabbi Barafuna Makarkish Zagi Dikilosa. Rabbi Barafuna, before he would be Meshamish Mitasoi, so he had a bell that was on his bed, and he would ring the bell so that people would know what he's about to do. It was just a tznius thing. Abaye Bali Didvi. Abaye would make sure that there were no flies in his room before he was Meshamesh Mitasa. Rava Bali Pruchi. He would make sure there are no gnats in his room before he was Meshamesh Mitasa. It's a different chumer. There are five things that if someone does these things, he's Meshayev Benafshay V'dama B'roshay. Meaning he's putting himself in a state of sakana, says Rashi. And not just that, Nenash will be punished for it. So the assumption is that this may very well cause him to die. And if he dies, he's on some level of ma'abid atzmi l'das. Meaning he should have been more careful. What are these things? Some of these are well known. Ha'oichel shum kalif, u'batzel kalif, u'beitza klufa. If somebody eats a peeled garlic, peeled onion, or peeled egg, okay, you're allowed to eat a peeled egg, v'hashoysa mashkim azugin, or drinks diluted beverages, she'over alein alayla. That's the punchline. Where they remained outside overnight. So if somebody peels an onion, he peels garlic, he peels an egg, he dilutes wine, let's say, and he leaves it outside overnight, the halacha is, it's considered a davar shel zakana, and if he does that, he's mischayev benafshoy, and he's going to be punished for what he did, for putting himself in this state of zakana. Someone who sleeps in a beis akvaris, if somebody cuts his nails and he throws them into a shasarabim, or if someone's makisdam, in the olden days, people used to bloodlet all the time. It was considered healthy. It was considered a davar shel refuah. So if someone is makisdam, and immediately afterwards he's mishamish mitasei, that too is a situation where he put himself into a matzav sakana, mischayev benafshoy, v'damay berosh. Either way, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said five things, sha'oysa oysa mischayev benafshoy, v'damay berosh. And the Gemara is now going to explain all five of them. So the first one was, ha'oichel shum kalav, u'batzel kalav, u'beitza klufa, v'ashoysa mashkim mezugin, all of these things, sha'over ha'leyen ha'layda. Says the Gemara, v'afgat ha'man ki'besulta. This is true, even if these things that were peeled were in a basket, and they were tied or sealed, meaning nobody got to it, no akrovim or nechashim got to it. It doesn't matter. Even then, it's a problem. Why? Because ruach ra shayr aleihem. The yisoid of this akana is related to ruach ra, and the ruach ra knows how to get through a sealed basket. Veloya, Maran says, however, you have to read the fine print. This is only true to Shayr ben Ikron Eklipas. If you didn't leave over a little bit of peel, or you didn't leave over its root, Shayr ben Ikron Eklipas, less of on that case, this is not something that you would have to worry about. It's interesting that these are well-known halachas, right? To leave outside an unpeeled egg, so people won't eat it the next day. This is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So when you talk about things of sakana, so some of them are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, some are not. So I'll just give you an example. The idea that you're not letting meat and fish together. That's a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's no kulois. As a matter of fact, there's a taz that discusses what happens if a little bit of meat is nisarev in roiv of fish. Do you say bittul b'roiv? And the taz says, we spoke this out a lot when we learned Masechta Schulin, that it could be chamira sakante mei sura. You're not even going to have bittul b'shisha. Even though usually shishim would be mevatel, so if a little bit of nevela would be nesariv and kosher food, you would say that if you have 60 times of heter connected to iser, there's no question in the world it'd be okay because of the halacha of shishim stating that it could be, this is even more chamer. What do you mean this is more chamer? This is sakana, which we don't even understand. A dover skuli, it doesn't matter. Because chamira sakanti meisura based on a sugi mesach tushchun daf yud, and the halacha is that over here you won't even have bitul shishim. That's a taz in Yoyeredeh. But that's halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Another class would be halachas that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch as sakana, but the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to worry about it. What's the classic example for that? Maya Megulim. So Mashkin Megulim or Maya Megulim, any beverage that was left exposed, uncovered, not Mezugin. That's what our Gemara is talking about. In this case, it was Megulim. Similar, but not the same. It was left exposed, uncovered overnight. So, Medina de Gemara, Sugis and Masechtas of Avodah, this comes up a lot in Shas. This was considered very, very dangerous back in the day. The Shulchan Aruch brings the halach and then says, Ha'idna, you don't have to worry about it. Everybody wonders why not. But regardless, Ha'idna, this is something that you don't have to worry about. Pasha, because there's no Nechash of Akrava. Problem is, once the Chachavim make it Takana, doesn't it remain in effect forever? So, there, the Sakana is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But with the asterisk that you don't have to worry about Oidna. Then you have these halachas which are not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch at all. Either way, so some are brought down without any caveats. Then you have Mashkim Megulim, for example. The halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but no worries. And then you have the halacha of these things, which is a mafurish gemara, Mischayev benafshoy, Tomei beroishoy. I mean, it comes from Rashbi, from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It doesn't matter. Lemaise in Shulchan Aruch, it's not something that's brought down. Vashoyse Mashkin Mezugin Shavon Lein Alai La Rabbi Yudah Meshmu. But who shall learn about Matches? The only time Mashkin Mezugin is a problem if it was Shavon Lein Alai La is if it was Lon, it slept, so to speak, in a kli matchis, in a metal keli. Omar Rav Papa v'chli neser k'chli matchis damo. Neser is natron. So apparently that was a material that a lot of kelim were made from back in the day. That's treated like kli matchis. Remember, Rav Yoichim Mishlan v'chli matchis, v'chli neser k'chli matchis damo. V'lom v'beis ha'kvaris, someone sleeps in a beis ha'kvaris, same thing. K'dei says the Gemara, sh'tishu olav ruach tuma. It sounds like it's only a problem if he did it with the intention of somehow tapping in to the ruchos that exist in a beis hakfaris, and the reason is in the mesachnale, because that's a very dangerous game. So if somebody goes down that road, he may actually encounter one of these demons and one of these ruchos. He could put himself into a state of sakana. That's why Rav Shimon bar Yochai said mischayev benafshoy v'damei b'roishoy. And finally, vanoytel tziparnov v'zarkin l'rishus haravim. If somebody cuts his nails and he throws them into a rishus harabim, he too is mischayev benafshei v'dom b'rosh. Says more, why? Because it can lead the day sakot. Not for him necessarily, but for an isha meuberes, if she walks over them, she can be the Uber can in a state of sakana. That's why it's a problem. Leah Maron says, well, it's only an issue if he cut his nails with a scissor or nail clipper. But if he did it with his mouth, let's say, could be one of me an issue. Also, it's only a problem if he cuts the nails of his fingers and of his toes. Also, it's only a problem if he didn't cut anything else afterwards. If he cuts something else, I don't know, he trimmed his beard, not sure what else, less lumbar, in that case, it won't be in it. But the Gemara says, it's not true. This was all a havamina, but really, this is always something that's considered. There were three things that were said regarding nails. Sarfan, someone that burns them, chassid. Kaivan, if someone buries them, tzaddik. Zarkan, if somebody throws them away, Russia, he's considered Russia. We'll get back to this later. But makis damu mishamish mitasa. Done by Mar. Why is it so bad if someone's makis damu mishamish mitasa? Again, mischayv benafshe v'domi b'roishay. Done by Mar. Makis damu mishamish mitasa. Have the one v'sakim. Because if somebody's makis damu, he's mishamish mitasa, he's going to have children that are going to be physically weak. Ikizu shneim. What if he and her were both makis damu? V'shimshu and then mishamish mitasa. Have the one bali ra'asam. Not only will they have children that are weak, but it could be they'll be so weak that they'll be very, very sick. This was a disease. This is only true. Again, you have to read the fine print. If after the Hakaz Asdam, before Tashmish, they didn't eat anything. It sounds like even if they just tasted something. Midi, anything. Then you don't have to worry about it. So going back to the sugya that we're learning, and that is Rabbi Yochanan's memra. Aser la'adam sheyishamish mitase bayoyim. Rabbi Yochanan learned it from a pasuk in Iyov. Yoivad yoyim yivaleid bayoyim v'alayla amahir gavim. Shlokish learned it from a pasuk in Mishle. Boys the drach of Yom. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda said, I know it from a pasuk in the Torah. It says, v'yahavto l'reyach ha'kamoicha. Says the Gemara, my master, where do you see it in that pasuk? Amar Abay, Hashem yir ba'dove meguna v'tiskanol. If you look at the Maseres Hashas, he sends you to Kiddushin daf mem aleph amen aleph, where the Gemara says, Asa la'adam l'kadesh isha ad she'iren. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to make a shliach, shluchay shel adam kamoisa, with all the lamdis to be mekadesh an isha on your behalf, but then you're going to see her, you may not like her, and you'll come to be over v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. But Either way, says the Gemara, Asa la'adam sheyishamish mitasi bayoyim, it's learned out from the after Rechag Mon. Because Rav Chizda's pshat and Rish Lakish's pshat are really similar. Rish Lakish had a mefurish pasuk that says the Isser. Boizer Joch of Yoms. I mean, it's not a mefurish pasuk, but the way he darshan the pasuk, it was somewhat mefurish. Meaning it's going to come with a bizoyim. So why it's going to come with a bizoyim? The answer is Rav Chizda's drasha. The after Rechag Kamoichas. In a way, the two drushes are, they complement each other. It's Yagadol of Reya, but either way, Rav Chizda based it on the pasuk in the Torah. You have to react like Amr Rafuni Yisrael Kedoshim. Rafuni said, "You want to know why Asul Adam Sheishamish Mitase Bayoyim? Because Yisrael like Kedoshim, and a Kaddish doesn't do this. The Eim Meshamshem Mitaseim Bayoyim. It somehow goes against the idea of Kedusha." Amr Rava said, "My Bayis Afal Mutter. That if it was in a Bayis Afal in a dark room, then it's Mutter even Bayoyim. The Talmud Chacham, and then Rava said a Talmud Chacham could be Meshamish Mitase Bayoyim." Even in a room that's lit up, if he's mafil biksusay umeshamish, if he covers himself with a ksus, so at least under the ksus it's dark, that would be enough. That would constitute by yourself. Now, it's pretty clear that only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do that. So why only a Talmud Chacham? Why not somebody else? Rashi says, the yoda litztanuye nafshet. Talmud Chacham is going to know how to do this properly and make sure that it's done in a way of tznius. So this is only okay if it's done b'derech tznius, but obviously it's possible that it won't be done b'derech tznius. So Talmud Chacham is going to be more careful. As a result, the Talmud Chacham, we trust that he should be mafel b'ksusa yom meshamish. Oy, the shamish lo raner. We discuss. The Shammai said in the Mishnah, "Tzricha beis idem al kol tashmish v'tashmish." You need a separate set of bedika cloths for each tashmish. Or beis Shammai said, "There's another etza. Be mishamish l'araneh. If you be mishamish l'araneh, then that's also gonna work because you'll be able to be boidek. You'll be able to inspect the idem in between tashmishes." Fake the Gemara. I don't understand. We just learned now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rav Chizda, and Ravuna. It sounds like this is a big deal. So if this is a real problem, what do you mean, Oyte Shamish Loraner? As if it's not a big deal? Freak the Gemara. Tanat, Oyte Shamish Loraner. What happened to this halacha that we just learned? The whole Amid of Agada to Gemara. Amos says, well, you're right. Tivdoik Loraner. Rishame meant that if you have a ner, you can use the ner for the bedikah, but not to be mishamish l'araner. You can never be mishamish l'araner. Toshma, from the price that we mentioned earlier. Afal bishamra mishamish mitas l'araner, reza maguna. Even though I'm mishamish mitas l'araner is maguna, stating that, Bisham, I said, it's okay to be mishamish l'araner if she's an isha, a second batiris, and she has to do the bedikahs that the chachamim mandated. Again, it says, afal bishamra mishamish mitas l'araner, and that's Maguna still, it's okay. So you see clearly that it's okay. Mar says, "Ema habaydik mitasei l'araner reza Maguna." No, different, not afabisha amru hamishamish mitasei, afabisha amru habaydik mitasei. Meaning, it's considered a dover Maguna to be baydik mitasei l'araner. Why? Because you can't see so clearly. Maguna, you would relate more to Tashmish than to Bedika, but the point is, you could edit the Braisa and say that he meant that it's a dover shal gnai to be baydik mitasei l'araner. And that's what he was being matter for this Isha Isekis Betairis that doesn't have an extra set of cloths. But in terms of being Mishamish Bitase, it's not just Munguna, that's Asr. I mean that it's Asr, there's no hatter for it. Tashma, Vishal Base Munbaz Hamelech, Hayoisim Gimel Dvarim. So Munbaz Hamelech was one of the kings of the Chashmenoi family. We know they ruled Klal Yisrael for 103 years. So when they took over, even though they were Kehanim, and really Le'yos Shevet Me'Yehuda Mechaikim Ben Raglov, Rabban and Parshas Vayichi says they were punished for it because really they had no business taking the Malchus. Malchus belongs to Shevet Yehuda, to David HaMelech's family. The Chashmenoi were all Kehanim, but from Shevet Levi. But regardless, they ruled for many, many years. One of the kings of the Chashmenoi family was Munbaz HaMelech. And there's a braisa that talks about Munbaz HaMelech. So there were three things that their family observed. Chum were very happy with it. Number one, they would be Meshamesh Mitoiseim Bayoim. And the Chachamim were masquerade l'shvach. Uboitkin mitoseyem b'melo parheva. They used to do bedikos. The women did. So Meshamesh Mitoseyem means Tashmesh. Boidke midoseyem means the bedika, but they used to be boidek ben milo parheva. So what is that? So Rashi says two pshatim. First pshat, take a look at Rashi, katan. Okay, katan balaz. Mitoichshu lava nearest by tiba kechardel. And it was considered a good thing because white katan, I guess, is very white. Then any little bit of dam, even if it's kechardel, even that's going to show up. Lishnachrin etzemer naki virachi. Where it means very, very clean wool. But either way, v'noyagin tumo v'tahayra b'shlogim. The third thing is they observe the halachas of tumo v'tahayra that relate to snow. The Gemara will explain all three. Either way, tani miya. Misham should be the same by yoim. They used to be misham their mita by yoim. And not only that, maskir noyse l'shvach. So it sounds like it's definitely something that's okay. Again, how does it stem with everything we just learned? So the Gemara, aim a boit kimit the same by yoim. Doesn't mean they were Meshamish mit same bayim, they were baidik mit same bayim. Hachinami mistabrut is okutaitich meshamshin, maskir noisel shvach. What's the have a mean that's meshamshin? Even if it's mutter, even if bidiyevit it's okay. But what would be the maskir noisel shvach? But the Gemara says, no, I don't think that's a right. And hachinami, maybe the akav de ika oinashin, a megan yabape, umoitkin pit. Maybe it was considered a shvach because if someone is careful to only be mishamish mitase balayla, sometimes at night he could be tired or she could be tired, and it could be that the chiba that's necessary to have b'shas tashmish won't be there. So maybe fakir the chachamim was saying that they would dafka mishamish mitaseim bayoyim when they were more awake. Maybe that was actually a maila. So just because the Braisa says that this custom, whatever it was l'shvach, is not a raya that it wasn't mishamish mitaseim bayoyim, because we can rationalize why that would actually be a davish l'shvach, but regardless, it's not what it means. What it means is that they were boidik mitaseim bayoyim, they didn't rely on an oir aner and do it at night, they made sure that the bedika was a good bedika. Boidkin mitaseim b'mila farheva. They used to be boidik b'mila farheva. Nesayei alei l'shmul. Amar shmul, ein boidkin nesamita, ela b'pikulin. What's pikulin? So Rashi again says, katan. Oy b'tsemer naki v'rach, or they use semer naki v'rach. Those were Rashi's two pshatim earlier in what Mila Farheva is. Amarav, haynu d'chiyavoy hasim harbi Shabbos. Now I understand. He says, I remember I was once there on Erev Shabbos, and Amri, I was in the Shuk, and I heard people saying in the Shuk, man boy pekuli bin hamas. This was Erev Shabbos, and the chevra in the Shuk said, who wants katin for bread? Not in my kamri. And I didn't understand what they meant. Now I understand what they meant. Bread was a euphemism for tashmish. They were selling katin for the bedikos, and it was an Erev Shabbos because there's an oinah on Leil Shabbos. He says, now the whole story makes sense. Omar Rava, Hani Shachaki de Kisna Ma'ali Lebedika. Rags of Kisna, of linen, are good for bedikah. You're not supposed to do a bedika not with a red cloth, not with a black cloth, not with pishton. Pishton is flax, it's linen. Ela bepikulin, only with cotton. Bottom line is that you see from it that you can't be boidik with pishton, so is it okay? Hani shachki the kisni ma'ali the bedika. That's what Rava said. Doesn't stem with the ton of the Menashe. The Mursa's like, Kasha, I'll be kisna, I'll be ma'ali the kisna. No. Kisna itself, meaning pishton, linen itself, just a piece of linen, that's not okay. But once it's made into a baguette, it was processed already. At that point, it's already whiter. At that point, you could. Vibay say mahabim, haba, they're both referring to Begodim, habechadeti habeshachaki. Rava said clearly, shachaki de kisna. It's already worn out a little bit. Apparently, as it wears out, it actually becomes better for a bedika cloth. The third thing that was mentioned about the family of Munbaz HaMelech, Maskir Noisel Lishvach, is that they were noyeg the halachos of Tuma V'tayra as it relates to snow. Tran Hosam, Sheleg, Einoi Loi, Oichel, V'loi Mashka. Sheleg is not an oichel and it's not a mashka. With regards to the halachos of Tuma, so we're familiar with Tuma's oichel.
Tumas Oichlin pertains to Sheleg. However, in its natural state, it's not an Oichel. So it's not subject to the laws of Tumas Oichlin as it relates to Oichlin, nor Mashkas. However, Chishev Aleim La'achila, if he's Mechashev La'achila, Eini Matamatum, still not Matamatum Tumas Oichlin. The Mashke, if he was Mechashev, he says, I'm going to drink the snow, Metama Tumas Mashke, and then right now, while it's in the state of Shalig, it'll be Metama Tumas Mashke. Nitma Miktsasa, another Allah as it relates to Shalig, a part of the snow. So you have a big clump of snow, and a little part of it becomes Tame, Loi Nitma Kul, doesn't overcome Tame. Nitar Miktsasa, Nitar Kuloi. However, if you have a big clump of snow and it's all Tame, and a little bit becomes Tahar, Nitar Kuloi, it all becomes Tahar. Meaning, if you want to be metama snow, every little particle of snow would need to come in contact with the tumo in order for it to come tumo. Faith, Gemara, Gufakash, I understand. I'm a nitma miktsasa le nitma kuloi. You're telling me nitma miktsasa le nitma kuloi. The other time, nitma miktsasa nitma kuloi. Le meima de nitma kuloi. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, what does it mean, nitma miktsasa le nitma kuloi, if nitma miktsasa le nitma kuloi? Nitma miktsasa le nitma kuloi would suggest that you have this huge thing of snow, it's all tame. Nitar miktsasai, nitar kuloi. But if nitma miktsasai, loy nitma kuloi, how did the huge snow all become tame? You're going to tell me every part of the snow became tame? It's not mistaber. So, memarav shach, if the only way to be metame all the snow is by all of it coming in contact with tumah, that's something that would seem to be inconceivable. If that's the case, what's the negay of this halacha of nitar miktsasai, nitar kuloi? I'm rabbi, I said, no, this, you can work this out. What if the snow that you're dealing with went into the aver of a tana? A tana is a klicheres. We know kol hashem b'saychi yitman. Anything that's inside the klicheres becomes tami. Anything that's in the aver, even if the cheres would be full with chardel, with mustard seeds. And Rashi says, she'ein noigeya betana ela gargorim she'etz latvanis. The only mustard seeds that are touching the walls of the cheres of the tana are the ones that are on the bottom. Still everything inside. This is the halacha. Kol hashem b'saychi yitman. What if you had shelig? It was all in the toich of a tana. Now it's all tummy, nit and miktsas, nit and kul. These are the laws of Sheleg, Tumah v'Tahira, that the family of Munbaz HaMelech used to observe. So we have a lot of raid to speak out as it relates to the bottom of Tezayin Amadeh, Daf Yizayin Amadeh, but we'll finish the Daf, even though it's a completely other topic which segues into to tomorrow's Daf, but we'll do Amadeh. And then depending on how much time we have, we'll go back and speak out raid related to Amid Alf. Zok the Mishnah. Mashal mashlu chachamim bi'isha. When the chachamim spoke about the anatomy of a woman, specifically as it relates to Hilchis Nida, so they spoke in metaphor. So they didn't want to use the actual terms of the anatomy, but instead they used mishalim. The three Mishalim that are nogeya, the basic halachas of Hilchas Nida, is the cheder, which literally means the room, the proizdar is the hallway, the aliyah is the attic, the cheder is referring to the uterus, the proizdar is oisay makim of the isha, the aliyah is very unclear. No one really knows what the aliyah is. But either way, the cheder, the proizdar, and the aliyah. How does this impact the halacha? Dam ha cheder tamim. That a woman finds ba'osei makom that came from the cheder, it came from the uterus, that is dam nida. Ha'aliyah, if a woman finds dam ba'osei makom, but it came not from the cheder, rather it came from the aliyah, tahar. She's going to be tahar. Nimtso b'proizdar, if she found it in the proizdar, so then the halach is sveikoy tameh. Then we don't know. Meaning, dam that comes from the uterus, that's dam tumah, dam acheder. Dam aliyah is dam tar. So anytime a woman finds dam in the proizdar, meaning any mara that a woman has, any bedika that she does, anytime a woman bleeds from oisimaka, which is what we know is dam nida. But really, says the Mishnah, it's only a suffix because maybe it came from the aliyah. And if it came from the aliyah, it would be tar. Still, the halach is sveikoy tameh. There's a chazaka that it came from the makar, and based on the chazaka that it came from the makar, the halach is we're going to assume that a woman is tameh. Really, every time a woman does a bedika, she finds dam or she has a mara, so we assume, oh, for sure there's dam nida. No, it's not for sure, because maybe the dam came from the Aliyah. The reason she's tamei is sfeikoi tamei lefisha cheskasim in amikar. It's based on a chazaka. The Gemara is going to say later, it's Rabbi Yochanan's memra that's going to introduce tomorrow's daf, and that is, it's not just a chazaka, it's a roiv. Roiv of the dam that a woman has for sure comes from the cheder. It doesn't come from the Aliyah, it comes from the uterus. It's what is dam nida. And based on roiv, we assume b'teres vadai, that's the koyach of roiv, to say that for sure she's going to be talking. The obvious question that we're not going to talk about now, we'll have to save this for another day, but the obvious kasha is, was there hargasha? I mean, at the end of the day, the only time a woman becomes a nida deraisa, we're talking about nida deraisa. The only time a woman becomes a nida deraisa is if there was a hargasha. So you would think that she's margish that it's dam nida or not dam nida. So if there was a hargasha, so what do you have to come on to Roiv and Chazakis? There was a Hargasha. And if there was no Hargasha, then she's not going to be Tomei Tumas Nida anyways. So today, women are not so in tune with Hargashas. So today, it's harder to conceptualize the question. But once upon a time, a woman became a Nida if there was Hargasha. If there was no Hargasha, she didn't become a Nida. So the Nida be Yehuda and a Tshuva. It's amazing that you have to wait for the Nida be Yehuda to hear this Kasha. But the Nida be Yehuda and a Tshuva, the Tshuva that we spoke out last week, Tshuva Yeridei Kama Simen Nun Hey, where he talks about that even the mandama that holds vestas the Rabbanan, but as it relates to this Atashmish, their vestas can be their rice, and that Tshuva, he asked this Kasha, and the Yehuda was Meichiach from this Achidish, that her Gosha doesn't mean that she has to feel it coming from the uterus. But any dam that she feels, but that constitutes hargasha. So just because there was a hargasha, it's not muchach necessarily that it was dam from the cheder. Meaning, if the definition of hargasha was that it came from the cheder, so the mamar of shachida, she had hargasha, she didn't have the hargasha. Says the Noid Behuda from the Mishnah. Just the Mishnah, forget Gemara, Rishonim, just from the Mishnah, it's Buchach, I think, that the definition of Hargasha is any Zivas Dover Lach. That in and of itself would constitute Hargasha. So Kubi was from the Aliyah, and she had a Hargasha. Either way, Ayin Shom, there's obviously more to talk about on that. A lot of Achreinim argue with the Noid Yehuda, but just to frame the Sugya. So, the Gemara, Rami Bar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Breda, Rav Yehuda, Tanu Nida Bei Rav Huna. Rami Bar Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak, Breda, Rav Yehuda, they were both Talmidim of Rav Huna. And they were learning Masechtas Nida by Rav Huna. Shkichinu Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna, who was Rav Huna's son, met them, the Yasvi Bekamri, and he saw that they were learning. And they said as follows, Hacheder mi bifnip, vahaproizdar mi bachutz, vahaliyah benuya al shtehem. So they were describing the anatomy of a woman as it relates to our Mishnah, as it relates to Hilchas Nida. And they said the cheder, as in the uterus, is mibefnim. It's towards the back of the woman. The proizdar, oisei makim, is towards the front of the woman. The aliyah benuya al shneim. And the aliyah, whatever that is, I'm not sure, but the aliyah is also towards the front of the woman. They both attach to the proizdar. So the cheder and the aliyah, both attached to Oisei Makayim. V'lul pasuach bein aliyah l'proizdar. And there's a lul, like a passageway, that connects the aliyah and the proizdar. Nimtzum min aluv l'fnim. So this is how they said over the halacha of the Mishnah. That if a woman would find dam min aluv l'fnim, so she would find it on the back side of the lul, meaning towards her backside, so then the halacha is feikai tami, she'll be tami misafik. Because being that it's close to the cheder is on that side of her, that's where the uterus is, so there's a concern that maybe that's where it came from. As a result, misafik, she's going to be tami. Min aluv l'chutz, if she finds it, however, more towards her front, the front side of the proizdar, the front side of Oisei Malkim, then we're going to assume that it came from the aliyah, and the halacha is feikoi tahar, she's going to be tahar. So, as it relates to the halacha, a woman finds dam, but Oisei Malkim. So, till now we assumed for sure she's going to be a nida, and really that's what the Mishnah seems to say. But you had two Talmidim and Rav Huna that was saying a completely different halacha, a little bit more complicated for sure. They said, no, it's not so pashit. Not always do you assume that it came from the cheder. It really depends on what part of the proizdar she found the dam. If she found it towards the cheder, then you're going to assume it came from the cheder, and she's going to be tamei misafik. If she found it more klapi chutz, then fakert, then she's going to be tar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna heard this, asav amalei lavua. He came and he told his father. He said, Sveikai tamei amrit lamar. Rebbe, didn't you teach us Sveikai tamei? Now it's interesting that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is talking to his father Rav Huna, and he called him Rebbe. He didn't call him Abba. But either way, so he told him, Sveikai tamei amrit lamar. Didn't you teach us that
Sveika is Tomei, Vanan, Sheches Gossim, and I'm a Kartan. And the Mishnah's mashma that way. Right? The Mishnah, meaning I heard from your Talmidim that they said that you hold that if you find it closer to the Cheder, she's going to be Tomei Misafik. Doesn't the Mishnah say not that way? The Mishnah says, Anan, Sheches Gossim, and I'm a Kartan. Meaning he assumed, Rabbi Rav Huna did that for sure, what the Talmidim Rav Huna was saying, they must have heard from their Rebbe. So he goes running to Rav Huna and he says, Rebbe, this is what you taught your Talmidim. You taught them that if you find the Letzad Acheder, she's only going to be Talmid Misafik. How could she only be Talmid Misafik? She for sure has to be Talmid Mivadi. Amalei, he told him, I know Hachi Kamina. No, this is what I taught. I said, Min Aluv Lefnim Vadei Talmid. If the dam is found in the Proizdor, but closer to the Cheder, closer to the uterus, then she's not Talmid Misafik, she's going to be Vadei Talmid. Min Aluv Lechud Sveikai Talmid. If you find it more towards the Aliyah, in that case, you're going to be Talmid Misafik. Meaning they made a mistake. They push it. They misconstrued my halacha. I did say Sveikai Tomei, but I wasn't talking about Sveikai Tomei where you find a Letzad HaCheder. No, Letzad HaCheder, that's the Mishnah. Lefisha Cheskosim and Amakar Sveikai Tomei, there it's Vadai going to be Tomei. What I was referring to is that even if you find it on the part of the Proza that's closer to the Aliyah, so it makes sense to be Toila that that's where it's coming from. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to be Tamei Misafik. They somehow thought that when I said you're going to be Tamei Misafik, they were referring to where you found the dam closer to the Cheder. So they said, if you find it closer to the Cheder, you're only Tamei Misafik. If you find it closer to the Aliyah, you're going to be 100% Tamei. Rav Huna said, no, it was a toys. When I said Sveika, I meant when you found it next to the Aliyah. If you found it next to the Cheder, then you're going to be Vadei Tamei. I'm Abayas. Abaya heard this exchange. He heard what Tamei and Rav Huna said. He heard what Rav Huna said. He said, Maishna, I don't understand this. Why did Rav Huna hold that if you find the coast of the Ali, you're going to be Tamei Misafik? Why? You should be Tahar. It must be the Dilma Shicha Soh Mechader. Because even though you found it on the front part of the prize there, maybe she moved when she was being roed down in the dam, somehow ended up on the other side of the prize there. Okay. And therefore, if that's the case, Dilma Shicha Soh Mechader Asim and Aluv Lefnim Nami Ema is Dakro Umei Aliyah Asa. Then why don't you say in the reverse that if she finds it closer to the Cheder, she shouldn't be Tamei Mivadei, she should only be Tamei Misafik. So you can tell me, what do you mean? Let's be Machmer. No, it's not always a Chumrah to say Tamei Mivadei, it's a Kula as well. What's the Kula? You're going to be Sairif Toma. If someone's Vadei Tamei and touches Toma, you're Sairif the Toma. If someone's Safik, Toilin, Le'oichem Le'sarfin, needed that Bez Amid Bez, etc., etc., etc. So, Mehecha Tesi Abaya said, you're telling me if you find it next to the Aliyah, you're still Tamei Misafik. What do you mean? It's next to the Aliyah. Yeah, but maybe she jumped. Okay, she jumped forward, she jumped backward. What's the difference? Elam Abaya said, this is the halacha. Ipasuch Shasha Azlis, if you're concerned that maybe she moved or jumped in a certain way that would cause the dam from the cheder to look like it's from the aliyah, or the dam from the aliyah to look like it's from the dam, then everything is going to be a safik. If you go basa chazaka, meaning you don't assume that, rather if it's closer to the cheder, it's from the cheder, closer to the aliyah and the aliyah, then min aluv lefnim vadei tar. If it's closer to the cheder, she should vadei be tar, min aluv lechutz vadei tar, then she's going to be vadei tar. Regardless, we have four shittas, b'chura, how to learn this halach. You have to reconcile it with the Mishnah, but forget the Mishnah for a moment. In the Gemara itself, there's four shittas. Number one, the Talmidim of Rav Huna. The Talmidim of Rav Huna held that if she finds it closer to the Cheder, she's going to be Tamei Misafik. If she finds it closer to the Aliyah, she's going to be Tahar, for sure. Rav Huna himself clarified that that's for sure not what he said. Rather, his shita was that if you find it closer to the Cheder, she's going to be Vadei Tamei. If you find it closer to the Aliyah, she's going to be Tamei Misafik. Abaya didn't like either one of these pshatim. Abaya said, I can go in two ways. I have shtei drachim there. But neither of yours. Meaning, either you're chayish, then maybe the dam moves, or you're not chayish. If you're chayish, the dam moves, says Abaya, it's always going to be a safik. Doesn't matter if you find it here, you find it there. At the end of the day, the dam could have came from a place of tumah, a place of tahira, and as a result, it's always going to be a safik. Or, if you want to go basa chazaka, then if you find it samuch to the cheder, vadai tamei. If you find it samuch to the aliyah, vadai tamei. Says the Gemara, this discussion, really, we have braises for. Tami Reb Chiya, dam hanimtza b'proizdar, chayov an olav al bias mikdash, v'sarf an olav sachumah. If a woman finds dam in the proizdar, she's considered vadai tamei. How do you say that in lumdish terms? If she walks into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, she would bring a carpet. It wouldn't be Chulun Lazara. If it comes in contact with Truma, you'd be Sayyir Fes HaChuma. Rav Katina said, "In Chayavan Olav Albias Mikdash, Vein Tzarfan Olav HaChuma." No, it's not true. That if a woman finds Nam in the prize there, she's not going to be Chayav for entering the Beis HaMikdash in that state, nor would she burn Truma if she came in contact with it. Says, how do you reconcile Rav Chiya and Rav Katina with the four pshatim that we just learned? That's going to be the exercise from here until the end of the day. basach shasha azlis, according to the Lishna of Abaya, that you always go misafik misayeler of ketina. Oh, so it's very geshmak. Rav Ketina said in chayov and olav albias mikdash. Vein sover and olav sachum. It doesn't matter where she found the dam. The tzadaf nim, the tzadachutz, closer to the cheder, closer to the aliyah. That loch is always going to be the same. It's going to always be misayeler Rav Ketina. Plagid Rav Chia. It's no way to make that work with Rav Chia because Rav Chia said clearly. Chayov and albias mikdash for sofer nesat truma that you treat as vaday toma lahach lishad amidi basach hazaka aslis according to the lashon of Abaya that said that no basach hazaka aslis vaday toma misaylei the Rav Chia it supports what Rav Chia said uplig Rav Ketina you can't make a word with Rav Ketina now just to be clear the only time Abaya said if you go basach hazaka she's going to be vaday toma is if you find it min haluv lefnim. If you find it close to the cheder, but you'll be making Rav Chia's halacha where it was found samach the cheder. In that case, she's going to be vaday tome. But there's no way to make Rav Ketina work because what Rav Ketina say that she's going to be tome misafik. According to that sad, she's never tome misafik. If it's l'tzad afnim, she's vaday tome. If it's l'tzad achutz, she's vaday tar. But tome misafik that you're never going to have. L'Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that said sometimes vaday tome, sometimes safik. Closer to the cheder vaday tome, closer to the aliyah safik loy pligi. You don't even have to make a machlokes. That's gevaldik. Kamen al over the fim, kamen over the chutz. You can say Rav Chia and Rav Ketina weren't talking about the same thing. Rav Chia that said vaday tome is talking about where it was closer to the cheder. Rav Ketina that said tome mi safik was talking about where it was closer to the aliyah. Elo says the Gemara. The Rami bar Shmuel ulu Rav Yitzchak brei de Rav Yehuda the Ami. What was their sheet? Min aluva lachutz sveikoy tar. Min aluva lefnim sveikoy tami. Hani b'may mitokma. How are they going to explain it? Min aluva lefnim. You'll tell me that it's talking about min aluva lefnim. That's why there's tuma. Because otherwise she would be tar. But lema pligi de Rav Chia. So that would stim with Rav Ketina. Does it also mean that it doesn't stim with Rav Chia? Because Rav Chia said vaday tami. Meaning it stims with Rav Ketina. How about with Rav Chia? The Torah says loy kasha. That's not muchach that he's arguing with Rav Chia. Because you could always say kan shenimtza bekarka proizdar, vekan shenimtza begag proizdar. It could be within the proizdar itself. There's two parts. There's the part that's what's referred to as the karka of the proizdar. There's the part that's referred to as the gag of the proizdar. It could be Rav Chia's halacha that she's vaday tami is talking about where it was the karka of the proizdar. When the Talmid Rav Huna said that you're never going to be vaday tami, it's talking about where it was found on the gag of the proizdar. Now, why didn't the Gemara say the same thing for Abaya? Right, in Abaya we said that for sure it's going to come out pliga the Rav Ketina, pliga the Rav Chia. When it came to Talmid Rav Huna, then there was a way to make it work with everybody because we added this new wrinkle here. There's the gag of the prize there, and there's the karka of the prize. So Ayin Rashi, some long Rashis here as well. Ayin Shav. Just one thing as it relates to this Gemara. So again, we're talking about the prize there. That's Oisei Makam of the Ishna, and it's clear in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is describing the anatomy as if the prize there attaches to two vital organs of the woman. Number one, the cheder, that's the uterus. And then there's another, and that's the aliyah. The aliyah attaches to the proizdar, and the dam of the aliyah is dam tahar. And it's for that reason, there's a shaila when a woman does a bedikin, she finds dam, and it's not clear where the dam is coming from. Is the dam coming from the cheder, or is the dam coming from the aliyah? So the Mishnah says, there's a chazaka, roiv, as we'll see in the next staff. But regardless, this is the sugya. But it's predicated on a metzius in anatomy, and that is that there were two chadorim, two organs that attach directly to the proizdar. Because if there's only one that attaches to the proizdar, there's no shaila. We know the uterus attaches, that's the womb, that's where the baby comes from. So that's poshet, that without a question, then that dam would be dam tame. The Terence says, no, there's two places. And because there's two places, it's a little bit unclear. If you take a look in the Heilige Chasam Sofer, right here, Mesechtes Nida, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. This is what he says. Mau proizdar v'cheder v'gag v'karka v'aliyah. So what exactly are all these things? We had the proizdar, the cheder, and the aliyah. They were all mentioned in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara, we saw the gag and the karka. It says, achrei hachakira mipi svarim v'soifrim chachmei v'sifrei hanituach. He said, I researched it. I spoke to doctors. I investigated in svarim of nituach, surgery. He says it's impossible to deny the metzius. It doesn't stem with the pshat that we learned in the sugya, which is Rashi and Tosis pshat. The tzir that the Maram wrote. The only way to learn the sugi is what the Rambam wrote in Ziyad Chazaka, and the Pirush HaMishnah is, what is that? So he talks about it a little bit, I'm skipping. But at the end, we don't have the time. Says the Chasam Sofer, I wasn't matriach
to explain Shitas Rashi and Tosfos B'Shmaitin, ki efshe l'hoilman, is impossible to understand them, l'fi ha-metzias or ha-miti, ba'ato dalecha. That's all I'm going to tell you as it relates to Rashi and Tosfos. So the Chasam Sofer wrote that I was not mefarish Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya, because there's no way to reconcile it. There's no way to reconcile the metzias. Some people say it's the bladder, but the bladder doesn't work, because the bladder attaches to the urethra, which is right next to Oysa Malkin, which is where a woman urinates from, but it doesn't attach to Oysa Malkin. It's not the, at the end of it, it's not the same place. And because it's not the same place, so the Metzias is very hard to understand. There's a note in the art scroll where they have some sort of theory of maybe what it was, Ayin Shum, but regardless, returning back to the first part of the daf, we have a few minutes, and that is, we learned Divrei Agoda. So, let's pick something. Okay, so we mentioned Ben Sira. So the Gemara said that the pasuk says Boizei Drach of Yomus Mishlei Perik Yotes Pasuk Dazayin. Reish Lakish said this is the makar Asa La Adam Sheyishamish Mitasei Bayoyim Boizei Drach of Yomus Tashmish Amita Bayoyim can bring to Bizayin Drach of Tashmish. That's what it means Boizei Drach of Yomus. So Rabbi Yochanan High Krod Reish Lakish My Darish. What do Reish Yochanan do with that pasuk? So the Gemara says Boilei Lichid Sifas Eved Ben Sira. He used it for something that says in Sefer Ben Sira. So who is Ben Sira? So we've spoken about Ben Sira a lot over the years. Most recently, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf. Because the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu she'en lam chelik lo'elam abba, ha'koyre b'svarim chitzoyim. And one man Dama says, what's the definition of svarim chitzoyim? K'goin Sefer Ben Sira. And it's a big problem, because you just learned the Gemara right now, the Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira. Imagine, you have a Gemara that says, if you read Sefer Ben Sira, you have no chelik lo'elam abba. Here we have a Gemara, Rabbi Yoichra, you know what? You know how we learned the Pasuk? He was referring to Vashtet and Sefer Ben Sira. So when we learned Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf, we spoke at a theory, an hypothesis of Rabbi Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Margolis Hayam, Ayin Shav. But there's one component of Ben Sira that's Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'oisa Inyan to the sugyas that we're learning. So I thought it was something that's worth mentioning. And that is the Chelkis Mechoikik in Ebene Ezer, Simen Aleph, brings, he discusses the halacha of someone that gives birth to a child, a woman becomes pregnant, Ba'ambati. So the Gemara discussed the concept of a nesabra bambati, meaning a woman was lying in a bathtub and there was zera in the bathtub of a man. It somehow entered the guf of the woman and it developed into a child. That's the idea of nesabra bambati. And clears the chelkas mechoikek. If somebody fathers a child through nesabra bambati, is he mekayim the mitzvah of puravu or is he not mekayim the mitzvah of puravu? And the says the Chalkas Mechay, Yesh Lestapik, Ishish and the Sabra Bambati, Im Kaima of Puruvu, Ve Mikri B'noi L'chol Dover. Ubelekute Maril Nintzo, She Ben Sira, as quoted in Masechtas Nida, Daftez Ayin Amadeis, Hoya B'noi Shel Yirmiyo. He was a son of Yirmiyo, She Rochatz Bambati. Yirmiyo was Rochatz Bambati, and somehow Zera of Yirmiyo was in the Ambati. And then afterwards, a woman was in that Ambati, and she was Nisabra from the Zerah of Yirmiyo. Unbelievable. And that's where Ben Sira came from. Ki Sira Begematria Yirmiyo. V'ayim b'sefer avodas ha-kodesh la-rav ishu aliki ramoisha kardavero zeichet tzadik levrocha b'chelek atcheles perik yizayin, that he brings this raid. But either way, says it's a chelkas mechoikik, it's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simen Aleph, it's got involved, that Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyo, was in the Sabra Bambati. This is something that could happen. It's a real thing. And the shayla, the chelkas mechoikik is yesh lachkar. If she was mekayin the mitzvah puravu, or if the father was mekayin the mitzvah puravu, he wasn't mekayin the mitzvah puravu. The Maril, if you want to look at it inside, says as follows: Ben Sira hu anoyled mizera Yirmiyo. The bas Yirmiyo hoisa rechetzes achar avia bambati chamen v'kol tezer avia v'nesav v'yolda. Meaning, the Chachas Chaim didn't bring this piece, but if you look in the Likutei Maril inside, it says not only was it a woman that was nesav bambati from the zer of Yirmiyo, is Yirmiyo's daughter. V'akol mi'idin oleh mi'roiv chasidus shloim, since everybody knew it wasn't possible, Yirmiyo was besana with his daughter. It's not even possible. So it was pushed to everybody that this was a case of Nisabri Bambati. Is his scheme wakoil she Bambati she rochza kaltam hoil the noile miklita zera v'litashmish korole ben zera. So they used to call him Ben Zera because he came from this zera, this rear conception. When he got older and he was told that the reason you called Ben Zera is because of this, he was embarrassed. Not Ben Zera, but Ben Sira, the gematria of Yirmiyahu. And there's a remnant to the fact that he came from Yirmiyahu because it's the gematria of Yirmiyahu. It's interesting. This is brought down in another place in Shulchan Aruch. So we just quoted the Chelkas Mechaykek in Eben Ezer Simen Aleph. It's Ois Ches. It's also mentioned the Taz in Yerudea. Simen Kuf Tzadikei in Hilchas Nida. The Taz over there is discussing a halacha that a man should not lie, a woman shouldn't lie on a bed where a woman, where a man had previously lied. And the reason is because there's a chashash that maybe a little bit of zera will enter the woman's guf, and she'll be nisabra bambati. I'm trying to find this. She'll be nisabra. Oh, here it is. She'll be nisabra bambati, and as a result, matzasi bahaga b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz. Isha nida yuchayla lishkoiv asadini baila. A woman that's in need is allowed to lie in the sheets of her husband. But she should not lie on a sheet that a strange man lied on. What's the reason? Because we're afraid that maybe the man's going to have zera on the sheet. She's going to lie there. She'll be nisabra. Just like there's an idea of nisabra bambati. In this case, she could be nisabra as well. Says the Taz. I don't understand. Chvashtenish. V'amai enu chayshashes paint nisabra benidosa. Mishich v'zera shalvayla. Just like you worried about a strange man, Luchuria should be worried if she's a Nida as well. She's a Nida, she's going to give birth to a child. Luchuria, the child's going to be a Ben Hanida. Now, Ben Hanida is not a mamzer, but it sounds like, still, why shouldn't we prevent a Ben Hanida? The Heshev, Rabbeinu Peretz said, Kivin de Enkan Bias Isser, Havlad Kosher Lagami. No, because the child of a Nida is a Vlad Kosher. There's no Bias Isser. The only time maybe there's an issue of a Ben Nida is if it came through a B.S. Isser, a B of Chavi Krisas. But over here, there was no Chavi Krisas. The child itself is for sure just Vlad Kosher, because a Ben Nida is anyways a Vlad Kosher. And there was no B.S. Isser. It all came through this Nisabra Bambati, the Nisabra on the Sedinim. It's for that reason you have nothing to worry about. It's Davka. If it's an Ishach, then you have to worry. You know why you have to worry? Because there's going to be a Havchana issue. You're not going to know who the father of the child is. So a woman has to know who the father of her children are. So if it's for that reason, she shouldn't lie on the sadin of that a strange man lied on, because maybe there's going to be a zera. But if she knows it's her husband, even if she's in a state of nida, there's no issa taking place. There's no Havchana issue. There's no mamzeris. So you have nothing to worry about. Says the Chalkas B'chayk, and the Rabbeinu Peretz, then I'll prove to you that it's not going to be an issue. Kaloi ben Sira kasher haya. Ben Sira was a kosher. Elodim yishichva zera shalachar kaptina na'avchona v'gzera shem yisachoyisim yovikit yisabivavas daflai zayin of the base. But either way, there's another place. Again, this is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, the sugis that we're learning now. But it's a chalkus mechaykik in Simen Aleph, and it's a taz in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tzadikei. They both quote this idea that Ben Sira was noilad from the zera of Yirmiyahu. It was his daughter. It was Nisabra Ba'anbati. Ben Sira is the gematria Yirmiyahu. Originally, they called him Ben Zera. Then they switched the name to Ben Sira. Either way, this is some of the rest of the story as it relates to Sefer Ben Sira. The second R is the Gemara spoke about nails, fingernails, toenails, Tanu Rabbanu, Gimel Dvarim, Nemar B'Tziparnaim. There were three things that were said regarding nails. Sarfan, if someone burns them, he's a chassid. Kovan, if someone buries them, tzaddik. Zorkan, if someone throws them away, Rasha. Tosfos says that, why is it that if somebody burns the nails, he's a chassid? What's the grace of chassidus? What's wrong if you just bury them? Okay, so you're not supposed to throw them, the Gemara said, because Isha, that's a muberes, may walk over them, and there could be a matzav of sakana. But at the same time, that should be enough then to just get rid of it, just dispose of them. What's this idea of sorfan chassid? So Tosfos says tupshatim. One pshat Tosfos says is the lekulamecha shami yisgal. If you remember the last sugya masechtas tmura, so isuri hana. Sometimes the halacha is that they're nikbarim. Sometimes the halacha is they're nisrafim. There's the elohein hanikbarim and there's the elohein hanisrafim as it relates to isuri hana. But there's always a maila to burn them. What's the maila to burn them? Like there's the gan. They're obliterated. They don't exist anymore. Sometimes it's an issue if there's an Isser Hana on the ashes. So then the Gemara said it could be a problem. But usually it's a Chumrah to go ahead and burn it. So we know that we don't want them around. So not only is he burying them, he's burning them. He's completely destroying them. Oh, you completely destroy them? That's the Midas Chasidos. But then Taisa says another pshat. Based on a Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Ayin Heyam Adeis. And again, this is sort of Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. The Gemara there discusses the Meloch of Haitzot. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But you're only not allowed to carry on Shabbos something that's Choshev. The oid klal achar amru. This is in Perik Klal Gadol. Another klal was said regarding Shabbos. Kol ha'kosher latznia umatznia and kamayu. Something that is chashuv enough that people keep, meaning they don't get rid of it, they hide it, they keep it, they store it. Vayitziu b'Shabbos, and somebody carried it on Shabbos, chayiv chappas. V'chol she'inik kashuv latzniu. V'im latzniu kamoi, v'atziu b'Shabbos, inik chayiv alamazi. Then the halach is you're not going to be chayiv. Talk to Gemara, kol kashuv latzniu lafuke mai. What's an example of something that people don't store? People get it away. Rapapa said lafuke damnita. Damnita. Nobody stores damnita. Nobody keeps it. Marukva said, it means atzei asher. Man doma damnita, kolshken atzei asher. Man doma atzei asher, avo damnita, matzna leil shon. No, people used to keep the damnita. They didn't throw it away. You see the level of poverty. People would literally store the damnita. Why? They would feed it to the cats. The idachs, what do Papa hold? Why not give it to the cats? No. Because kivan de cholsha, loy matzna leil. If a cat is going to drink the damnita of a woman, it can cause the woman to become weak. It puts her in a state of sakana, and it's for that reason you don't do it. Tosfos over here says that you see from that Gemara that there's an idea that any time a person destroys something that comes from him, he's putting himself into a matzav of sakana. So a damn need of a woman, if it gets destroyed, a shuri eats it, it's putting her in a state of sakana. So if you're going to take your fingernails and you're going to burn them, you're putting yourself at risk. Because you're risking that same risk that the woman, that's a nida, has by allowing the shunra, the cat, to eat or drink her damnida. Now this yid goes ahead. He knows that it's a matzav of sakana to have the tziparnaim lying around. And he doesn't care. He doesn't just bury it. He's sarfan. He goes ahead and burns it. Oh, he burns it. He's willing to put his life at risk. He's willing to put himself in a state of sakana for this idea of getting rid of the tzipar naim. That's why he's a chassid. He's a chassid because he's willing to risk. He's willing to take a... That's... As I state in Tosfos over here, neither daf yizayin of this. This Gemara that we learned regarding the tzipar naim is mentioned in another place in Shas. Maikotin yud ches. So it's neither yudzayin. It's maikotin yud ches. If you take a look at maikotin daf yud ches amir aleph, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan HaShah says, Ayin Sanhedrin daf nun tes amir aleph. Now, if you take a look at Sanhedrin and Tesamar Aleph, it's a Tosfos that we've spoken about many times. There's so much rate associated with it. Again, it's also Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, to what we're learning about. And that is, that's the Tosfos, where Tosfos says that even though if somebody aborts a child, he's not a Ritzeach, there's no Shvichas Damim, but at the same time, Isura Mia Ika, there's still an Isser. The Mishnah says, Masechtas Nida, Daf Memdalad Amaral, Mem Gimel Amad Beis on the bottom, Memdalad Amaral on the bottom. That a Tinek Ben Yoy Mechad has a din of a child and a human being, L'chol Davar. And the Mishnah gives a whole bunch of examples. One of the examples is, if somebody kills a Tinek Ben Yoy Mechad, he's Chayiv Misa. Says Taisfes, Muchach in the Gemara, that only a Tinek Ben Yoy Mechad, if somebody kills, is Chayiv Misa. But an Uber, what, before the child is Yoy Mechad, before the child was born, there'd be no halacha. It wouldn't be us to kill the child. Freak Taisfes, how could it be? The Gemara says, Masechtas Sanhedrin, that ben noyach that kills an uber is chayiv misa. Shoyfech dam ha'adam bi'adam. That's parashas noyach. Dami yishofech. So if someone kills an adam that's in an adam, as in an uber, dami yishofech, he's going to be chayiv misa. So freak tesvis, it doesn't make sense. We know the klal. Mi'ikam midi de l'Yisrael shari ule ben noyach aser. It's not possible to have something that's mutter for a yid to do an aser for a ben noyach to do. So tesvis says, do the math. A ben noyach that aborts a child is chayiv misa. Shoyfech dam ha'adam bi'adam. If the adam is in an adam, he's chayiv misa for going ahead and killing that child. We have a mission that says Tinek ben Yoy Mechad is a problem. And we have a klal, miyakamidi. It sounds like it's okay for a yid to kill an ober, only a Tinek ben Yoy Mechad, yet it's a problem for a ben Oyach. How does the Shem of the klal says, Taisus, you have to say, that the mission of Sachin Tzimidi means no chiyav misa, but Isura miyoyik, Taisus says in Echulin, Daflam, Gimel, and Aleph, and Taisus says it right here, not right here, but Rabbi Kivegur's Taisus in Sanhedrin, Daflam, Tesam, Aleph. What did Taisus, what did Rabbi Kivegur mean to be Mitzayim? I mean, it's not clear. Kivega doesn't say. But Lechura, Kivega means to say that you're not allowed to take your tzipar naim, you're not allowed to take your nails and throw them. Why not? Because Shema, Tavar Aleim, Ishamu Beres, and she may be mapple the child, so what? It's not a problem. So Kivega, no, it is a problem. Because that's a toisness. Without this toisness, what's the issue? So what? You're going to be mapple the child. What would be the problem? It's possible what Kedega means, right? Kedega means don't make a toys. You can ask Akasha, Lachura. The terrorist is, you see, there's an issue. And I think Rabbi Kedega means more than that. Rabbi Kedega probably means to bring a riot to toisness. That you have a riot from this Gemara, because what's the problem otherwise? Elamai, you see from here that there's a Mischayev benafshoy, Vedami benroshoy. Why? There's not even, must be, there's an Isser. Okay, Tosfos was Mechadish, there's an Isser. You want to have, you want a Gemara that says Mefurish, there's an Isser. Tosfos only knew it from a Miyah Kamidi. Says Rab Kivega, I have a Mefurish a Gemara. Right, Pasha is what Kivega means. I have it in this Gemara. If the Zarkan is called a Rasha, because he may be Mapal the Isha, then Lechura, based on that, it should be a problem. Lechura, as always, that's what Rab Kivega finger means to say. I'll just leave you with one ha'ara, and this is a shout out to Dr. Mayer, and that is that the stipler in Bava Kama Simin Mem Hey discusses a famous shtickle in Kilos Yaakov, a geshmak piece to look in. He discusses anytime someone does something b'derech skuli. Someone would kill somebody b'derech skuli. He'd be mazik somebody b'derech skuli, like in a heebie-jeebie way. Yimachal Shabbos, in a way like that. Somebody captures an animal, but he did it al yidei l'chashim. So things like that. Are you obligated? Are you responsible for what you did? Are you not responsible for what you did? This is how he presents the shayla. He said, I saw on a sefer echad, in the name of a goyen echad, hazoyrik tzipar naim. Somebody would throw his fingernails. V'isha uvra ovra alem. And a pregnant woman passes over them v'ipila, and she miscarries the child. The halacha is, would she be chayiv l'shalmed mevlodos, or would she not be chayiv l'shalmed mevlodos? He wants to know, okay, you're not chayiv misa, that's for sure, because that's toisvis. We know that's the Mishnah Nida, that if somebody kills an Uber, he's for sure not chayiv misa. But is there a dine mominus component to this? The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, loyia asayin, so you have to pay mevlodos. So would there be a chayiv mishpat component in this case, where you were mazik the Uber al yedei the tzipar nayim? What's the shayla? Being that it didn't happen b'derech tibi, it happened b'derech seguli, so maybe when something happens b'derech seguli, that maisa is somebody who would kill somebody, I day one of the shamus, would it be a ritzeach? Ayin shah.